This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Keep your eyes on this New York City mayor indictment. Just keep your eyes on. Let's start for a moment with everything going on right now. P. Diddy. Why is P. Diddy being P. Dunn? Folks, he is the Hollywood arm of the Epstein blackmail operation, okay? That's going to become clear as we go on here. P. Diddy's chief bodyguard tells the UK Daily Mail that the music mogul kept piano playing tapes. I know kids are in the car. You know those kind that you would record of people doing, adults. Of New York politicians at piano playing parties. What party are most New York politicians? Democrat. They're Democrats. All of a sudden, there's been resignations all over the place last few months as the FBI shuts Diddy down. Diddy was protected before. We had rape victims walking around screaming, yelling. The problem is they started filing so many cases that it started drawing attention. So Diddy had to get done. So Diddy, like Epstein, is now on suicide watch. He probably won't be with us much longer. So, that's where, I mean, it's to say they moved him to the suicide watch unit. So, where I'm sure the cameras right now are not working. Anyway, both of them, maybe three, just like with Epstein. Anyway, weird, right? Bodyguard says Diddy has all kinds of tapes of New York politicians. That would be Democrat politicians who suddenly are just, they're dropping like flies, man. They just resigned and right and left. But anyway, they just got Eric Adams. They indicted him. This is interesting. Eric Adams says, look, I'm just repeating this, okay? I don't know. It's true. They're Democrats. They lie all the time. Eric Adams just indicted by the DOJ, the Department of Injustice. Again, Adams is a Democrat. Says he is actually being charged for criticizing the Democrats' open borders.
I have been fighting injustice my entire life. That fight has continued as your mayor. Despite our pleas, when the federal government did nothing as its broken immigration policies overloaded our shelter system with no relief, I put the people of New York before party and politics. If I am charged, many may say I should resign because I cannot manage the city while fighting the case. Make no mistake, you elected me to lead this city.
Yeah. So what he's saying is I criticized the Democrats' open borders. They said it had to stop and I'm getting payback. Okay, if that's what's going on here, that would be fascinating because that would mean what I have predicted for a long time is happening. Eventually, the weaponized political system would be turned against Democrats too. Now, what are they getting him on? This is the best part. Acting as an unregistered foreign agent. In other words, exactly what Hunter Biden did. I mean, exactly what Hunter Biden did to collect checks on behalf of his daddy, Joe Biden, which is exactly what Joe Biden's DOJ is accusing Eric Adams of.
I have been fighting injustice my entire life. That fight has continued. Wrong one. I'm sorry.
Adams is reportedly being charged with, quote, acting as an unregistered foreign agent for taking actions in his official capacity after receiving donations from foreign sources.
What Hunter
and
did.
It comes nearly a year into a federal corruption probe focusing largely on whether Adams conspired with the Turkish government to receive illegal campaign donations. Well, last November, the FBI raided the home of one of his top fundraisers. They also searched the property.
Yeah. So it's exactly what Hunter did. Think about that. They only reserve that charge for their political enemies, okay? Everyone else in Washington is allowed to do it. It's a felony, but nobody ever gets prosecuted for it until Paul Manafort, who's Trump's campaign manager, got it, you know, was charged with it, went to prison for it. Hunter skates on it, though. Hunter skates on it. See how this works? They only go after you for that if you run afoul of the deep state or the Democrat Party. Otherwise, you're allowed to do it just like Hunter did to collect the money for his daddy, Joe, who's now charging Eric Adams for exactly what Joe and Hunter did. So much fun to watch.